USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden has signed a bill designed to speed up the process of getting U.S. military aid to Ukraine. The bipartisan measure also expands Biden's authority to expedite agreements with Ukraine and other Eastern European nations. The president did not take questions from reporters during a brief Oval Office signing ceremony. Wisconsin Democratic Governor Tony Evers says a suspected arson at a pro-life office is a horrible incident. Speaking at a groundbreaking ceremony, Evers called for arrests in the fire at the Wisconsin Family Action Office over the weekend. Wall Street is extending its steep sell-off. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 653 points to close at 32,245, the S&P falling 132 points, and the NASDAQ dropping 521. USA Radio News.
What life insurance policy is right for you? Ethos Life makes it so easy. It's all online. You go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Click Get My Quote. It will take you to a cool online calculator where it will estimate the coverage and monthly cost. Then you can play around with the slider. Change the amount of coverage and cost so you get what's right for you. And when you are ready, just click Apply. Answer a few questions, and that's it. No doctors, no medical exams, no blood tests. It takes about 10 minutes. It's easy, risk-free. It's one of the best things to do for your family's future. You are in control, and you get the price that's right for you, right now. The best rates are available through this exclusive radio offer. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. ethosliferadio.com. Go get your quote now.
The world is watching Russian President Vladimir Putin today as Russia celebrates Victory Day.
The Victory Day Parade refers to the annual military parade of the Russian Armed Forces on Moscow's Red Square. Monday's celebration on the World War II victory had some shades of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. President Vladimir Putin speaking via a translator.
Those who defeated the Nazis showed us an example of heroism for all eternity. This was a generation of victors, and we shall always look up to them. Glory to our great armed forces. For Russia, for victory.
Hurrah! Hurrah! Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. Former President Trump is in Dallas Monday for a private fundraiser. It's the first of two trips to Texas this month. The former president's event tonight is dubbed Countdown to the Majority. Later this month, Trump will headline a public rally in Austin. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke,
Fort Laramie,
have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
The White House says high-speed internet service is a necessity in today's world. President Joe Biden says the bipartisan infrastructure law will help millions of Americans gain access to high-speed internet at a low cost.
Nearly 40% of the households in America qualify. And if you qualify, you're going to get a $30 credit per month toward your internet bill, which most folks will mean they get on for nothing.
He says that in addition to being accessible at a low cost, it will also be available to people in more places. Inflation is continuing to rise in the United States and other countries, especially impacting the price of oil and gas. North Carolina Republican Congressman Ted Budd tells Mornings with Maria on Fox Business that the United States should ramp up domestic production of energy.
The president's administration, the Biden administration, has a war on petroleum products, and they're not doing anything to increase the supply.
Major League Baseball is announcing a strategic partnership with the City of London to have regular season games there. The games will be played in London starting next season and will be played in 2024 and 2026. Fan events will also take place in Europe and launch baseball participation programs as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.